Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maximum football indeed. We are 48 hours away from kickoff of the Super Bowl. And Mr. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer himself, has been in Atlanta all week with NFL Network providing round-the-clock coverage of the game. Man, it's a beast, isn't it? When you're in the middle of it, it just feels like there's nothing else in the world happening, I'm guessing.
You're absolutely right, D. And you're right, you nail on the head. It is a beast. And being in the middle of it is something. Because we're stationed downtown. And it takes 30 minutes to get from one light to the other when you're driving, on your way in town or on your way out of town. So whatever you have to do, you have to calculate in another 2 hours just to get there, at a minimum. At a minimum, because there's just so many people coming in town and so many people getting hyped about this game. But we're almost there, buddy. Like you said, it's 48 hours out.
You know, when I was a kid, Michael, it felt like other sports almost went dark during Super Bowl week. And like I said, you're in the belly of the beast. I wonder how much other news gets into you. I'm telling you, it feels like the NBA is almost attacking the NFL with headlines and trade rumors and actual trades this week. Do you think the NFL feels the presence of the NBA this week more than it ever has in a Super Bowl week? Have you talked more about Kevin Durant or Antonio Brown this week?
They're out there, but trust me, you are sucked into this vortex called Super Bowl if you're anywhere near this right here. You know, now it is interesting, and and you bring that up, that's not a bad idea for the NFL to try to do that, to take advantage of all the media here. So if I'm the man, I don't know what I could set off around this time of the day. Because the things that we see happening right now, you know, Ken Stafford, all that trade to the Mavericks, all of that stuff, Durant, all of that stuff, I don't know if you can foster that every year. But if they can figure out something, we're not breaking this kind of news every year around this time. That would be smart business.
No, it really is. The NBA is, it feels like it's going after the NFL with all the news it's made this week. But come Super Bowl Sunday, there will be no, you know, prettier girl in the bar. The Super Bowl will have our full attention.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. Michael, I'm sure you've heard a lot of theories trying to boil it down. I boiled it down to this. If Todd Gurley is 100%, I think we get a good game. If he's not, I think I like the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, that's how I kind of feel about it. And even with Todd Gurley being 100%, I'm leaning towards the Patriots right there. The thing that makes me give a lean back towards the Rams is really Ndamukong Suh and how he handles the game. Now, he's played well these last two games. If he can play like he played the last two games and step it up a niche, just a titch for the Super Bowl, and that means they're going to stop the run and force Brady to hold on to that ball and jam those receivers on the outside, then you have a shot. You will definitely have a shot at winning this football game.
What quarterback is going to have the bigger Sunday, Goff, Brady, or Romo?
Oh, that's a good one. Goff, Brady, or Romo. I get your three down in there. That's a good one. Tony Romo will have the best chance at the big day because he doesn't have to worry about those big guys chasing him. You know, he's up in the booth. All he has to do is talk about what he sees and what's going on, and he's great at doing that after studying film. But those other guys, boy, they got 300 pounders coming chasing them, and I ain't talking about chasing them to tag them. I'm talking about chasing to take their heads off and get their ring. That's going to be a different thing and very difficult for both of them.
Now, the only thing Tony Romo needs to worry about on Sunday is maybe Jim Nantz spilling his coffee on him, I guess. He should be in safe shape. We've got Michael Irvin joining us from Atlanta. Michael, John Lynch is up for the Hall of Fame, and that's certainly the NFL is going to give guys the call to the Hall. You played against John Lynch, I'm guessing. Do you think he is a Hall of Famer?
I absolutely think John Lynch is a Hall of Famer, and I told him that. And we you know, when you go through an era, like 49ers went through eras, that West Coast offense, it was named the West Coast offense because of what we watched the 49ers do. And a lot of those guys got in to the Hall of Fame. Well, I was talking to Kurt Warner. Isaac Bruce is up now. You know, Marshall Faulk already in. They went through eras. It was called Greatest Show on Turf. You know, you marked an era by the way you played, and people gave it a moniker to dub it so we can easily remember it. And no one marked their error like the Tampa 2. The Tampa 2, we still talk about that Tampa 2, that defense, Warren Sapp, Brooks, Derrick Brooks, and your man right there, John Lynch. It was all those guys, and they put a stop to all teams on all three levels. Sapp up front, Brooks in the middle, Lynch in the backfield. Dub, Tampa 2, a whole era he marked with that moniker. He certainly belongs in the Hall.
Great point. The defense is iconic, and he was a huge part of it. That'll maybe push him over. We'll see. We'd love to see him get in for sure. I know it's tough to get multiple safeties in. It's tough to crack the Hall as a safety. I know Ed Reed is up for grabs.
Atwater's
up for grabs. Yeah.
It's a lot of guys. Ed Reed is a lock. Ed is a lock, you know. For what Ed did with that Ravens defense that he played on, and he won a Super Bowl with it. And then the way he did it, it was just phenomenal. The way he fooled quarterbacks the whole while he was playing football. You know, you think he's on one side and then he's on the other. You think he's over here and then he's over there. You know, so Ed Reed is a lot. But the battle is between, are they getting in Atwater? Are they letting Lynch in? Because I believe Atwater, too, did some phenomenal things. You will never forget Atwater hitting that Lurian nightmare when nobody wanted to hit him. He filled that hole.
Yes, he did. It's time for you to fill the hole, Michael, of a Super Bowl prediction.
How you doing, man?
I officially need one from you. Who do you like in this game? Give it to me. Give me a score, if you don't mind.
I'm taking the Patriots to win the game. I saw the Rams and how that thing jumped off early on for the Rams, you know, over in playing against the Saints. I think you're going to see some early jitters. But this time, I don't know if you'll be able to fight it back. I would take the Patriots to win this game, and I'm going to go about 31-24.
There you go. Michael Irvin on the record. Patriots, 31-24. Write it down. Michael, I hope you write this down. We have loved talking to you all year, man. You've been such a great contributor to this show. Every single week, you were phenomenal. There were weeks, and this might be one of them, where your phone wasn't half as good as you were, but you are always phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining me all season long. You're a friend of the program, man. We love talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, buddy. Encouragement really means a lot, man. I really do. And you've been great. You're great at what you do, man. Great at transitioning. Great at taking leads and turning what statement I gave or what answer I gave, filling right on into the next question with that. It's a mark of a true professional, and you haven't been truly that, buddy. Thank you.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy your weekend in Atlanta, my friend.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.